It's Schlereth and Evans on Denver's Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.
Exciting game in Dallas yesterday as the Nuggets, trailing by as many as 13 points midway through the fourth quarter, roared back as we've become accustomed to them doing. Actually took the lead in the final 30 seconds of the game, but a big Luka Doncic three to tie it. Jamal Murray misses a pull-up jumper to put him ahead, and then Kyrie Irving, despite looking like he may have stepped out of bounds when he first got the ball, but no call, ends up hitting a running left-handed hook through the lane. Nuggets lose 107-105. The game was on ABC nationally. Ryan Rucco had the call along with Richard Jefferson, and Ryan joins us now in FOS. Good morning, Ryan.
Hey, how are you?
Well, we're doing good, man. Great to hear your voice. Great job on the game yesterday. You know, we here in Denver feel slighted at times because I don't think, or we don't think that the Nuggets get enough coverage. They don't get enough of the national attention. Just your takeaway of this Denver Nuggets team that's trying to repeat as a champion.
Yeah, well, first of all, it's great to talk with you, Mark. I've missed you, man. I always love working with you, and it's great to chat with you. I feel like, honestly, watching them through the, you know, the last few weeks, it's been a great reminder of just how cohesive and excellent they are, how their pieces all fit. For anyone who was wondering about that or had forgotten about that, but then also how they now have that championship steal, if you will, where, hey, they've had a good season all throughout, but then they know it's time to flip the switch a little bit, you know, with a little bit more force, and they're able to do it. And that's what we've seen since the All-Star break, right? They're having a good year. They still look like a really good team. Nobody was doubting anything. And then they're like, you know what? We want this one seed. Boom. We're going to turn it on and suddenly, you know, look like the world beaters that we know that they are. So, I mean, I think they're so wonderful. And the thing that's so great about them, which we saw obviously in the playoffs last year, is how good they are in those clutch time situations. Yes, ultimately they lose that game yesterday, but you know, they go on a 20-4 run before they do, right? And if, you know, if Aaron Gordon isn't slightly late to get out to Luka Doncic, and if Jamal Murray doesn't shoot a little early, we're talking about yet another ridiculous fourth quarter performance from the Nuggets, with the Murray Jokic two man game being at the core of the success. So I just think when it comes to the playoffs, as long as their starting five is healthy, they are absolutely going to be the favorites to come out of the West. And it's hard to see anyone beating them four times in seven games in the West if they're completely healthy. The only issue is the bench, right? And do you get enough from the bench to be able to give Jokic the requisite rest he needs to navigate through the playoffs?
Ryan Rucco, who had a call on ABC with Richard Jefferson, joining us on the Johnson Auto Plaza hotline. I'm glad to hear you saying really nice things. You're impressed by the Nuggets, because at times here in Denver, we get the perception that whether it's the ABC or ESPN, ABC, ESPN crew, doesn't always seem anxious to talk about the Nuggets. So would rather talk about some of the bigger market teams. Do you feel the Nuggets are a national draw?
Yeah, I mean, you know, first of all, I push back on it being our game crews, because I think the difference is, it's there's sort of a delineation which a lot of people don't make but does exist, right, between who's hosting daily talk shows and then who's covering the games, right? And so for most of us covering the games, you know, we're obsessed with basketball. We love watching the Nuggets because they play truly beautiful basketball. I remember one game last year that I had in Minnesota in the first round of the playoffs with J.J. Redick, and we were just sitting there courtside, and literally at the timeouts, we were taking our headsets off and looking at each other and going, oh my gosh, Jokic is just so ridiculous. Like, he's one, and you guys know because you see him all the time, he's one of those guys, like, when you watch him, and you watch him courtside, you just like, it's just his command of the game is just silly, the things that he can do. I understand why, you know, why the Denver would feel that way, why Nuggets fans would feel that way, because the reality is, you know, we do as a network, when it comes to, you know, all of our talk show programming and our shoulder programming, we spend so much time on the Lakers, so much time on the Warriors, and, you know, and probably, you know, not enough time on some of the more excellent basketball teams that maybe don't have the same sort of crossover stars. Obviously, with Denver, some of that is by design because Nikola Jokic doesn't want to be out there in the same ways that others are. But I thought Richard Jefferson made a great point yesterday on giving Jokic credit for being an ambassador to the game in the sense of how he gives back to younger players. And you know, we kind of saw it the other night, right? In mid-game, he pulls Wemby aside and he says, hey, don't do this on defense, which you may regret telling him in a year. But, you know, that's the way he's still an ambassador for the game. So, you know, I think, you know, the Nuggets probably still don't get talked about enough. You're right. I think some of that is just a product of, like, sports talk culture and the way, you know, stars who we see so often off the floor kind of grab attention. But when it comes to basketball players, there is no doubt the best player in the world is Nikola Jokic. And the Nuggets have a legitimate shot at repeating here.
Hey, and one of the things that's interesting, and you're 100% right about calling games. Like, I go to call a game, I don't care who wins. I just want a good game, right? I just want to watch a great game. So, but here in Denver, there is a contingent of folks that feel like Michael Malone is not a great coach. Like, Michael Malone, you know, just throws his guys out there and he's just fortunate that he's got, you know, the NBA's best player in Nikola Jokic. Well, what's your guys' perspective who call games? What's your perspective from a national perspective on the job that Michael Malone does as a coach?
I think he's a great coach. And, you know, I think that if you look at just the Nuggets during his time here, right? Like, can you really point to any season in which they've underachieved? I don't think you can, because their early exits from the playoffs were when they were totally, you know, besieged by injury. So even still, you know, there were moments where they performed better than expected. So I look at the job he's done, and I also think you have to look at players and, like, okay, are they at their best here, or were they at their best other places? Well, Michael Porter Jr., has he gotten better and better? He has, right? Is he an A1 star? No. But getting him to buy into the role he has on this team, getting him to rebound consistently, getting him to commit to the defense of them better, Michael Malone's done all that while he also, obviously, Porter is a knockdown shooter. Jamal Murray, you know, think about the way he's continued to grow, get better and better. He's one of the best postseason guards that we've seen over the last decade when you look at his numbers and we think about his clutch performances, which, to go back to that sort of national point, I think Jamal Murray gets slept on way too much. I really think he deserves way more credit than he gets. That man is a sorcerer late in games and can really hit any shot. But then also the other guys, right? Think about Aaron Gordon. How much better he's been in his Denver career than with Orlando, how much different his game is. Think about Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. You know, he's even just become a way more vocal guy. He's a huge voice in the huddle. That's something that we didn't see elsewhere. And then Michael Malone kind of balancing having this incredibly intact veteran starting five with a young bench that needs to be productive because of the place this franchise is in, but also needs to develop. And I think you feel good about that. So I don't know. I mean, I personally feel like you couldn't ask for more than what you've gotten from Michael Malone. And also, I'm always impressed with his details and his information and his steel when we meet with him as well. So I understand, especially when a coach has been somewhere for a while, fan bases can get a little angsty. But I think you got a really good one in Michael Malone.
All right, Ryan, man, always great to talk to you, buddy. It's been too long. I'll talk to you soon, and all the best to you. Great job yesterday.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. All the best.
All right, Ryan Rucco from the game yesterday, calling the game for ABC along with Richard Jefferson. He joins us on the Johnson Auto Plaza Hotline. Coming up next, we've got What's Trending? Straight ahead.